Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
Now, we've all gasped in disbelief at those who braved the elements on Christmas morning, jumped into the freezing cold 40 foot. I did it this year for the first time after talking about it for so long. But what about swimming a mile in icy cold water? Not that brave. Having to break through the actual ice with a chainsaw. Well, Patrick Corcoran joins me on the line now to tell us what ice swimming is, first of all, what it's all about, and how he's won bronze for Ireland. Patrick, how are you?
Good morning to you, Tara. Thanks for giving me a chance to explain about ice swimming.
Listen, I feel like I'm about to interview some sort of a Bond. Which one are you, 008? It just sounds like such a really cool thing. Like I said, Patrick, I did the swim in the 40 foot. I can't imagine voluntarily swimming a mile in icy cold water. Tell us about it. What is it?
Well, basically, in March 17th, which is Paddy's Day, I suppose, a team of us flew over to Russia, to a place called Murmansk, which is basically the Arctic Circle, and the actual lake that we swam in was Lapland. For all the Santi lovers, that's basically where it was.
Who would have thought that somewhere, that's an alternative? So the parents can go for the ice swimming and the children can go to see Santi.
Well, ice swimming, I suppose, it's an interesting sport, and like any sport, if you prepare for it properly, which I only really started last December, then it's very safe. But you have to have a team of people with you, basically. So I was lucky enough to get introduced to a girl called Nuala Moore from Kerry, who people might be aware of, who basically brought me into the sport, and I got involved with a crew down in Camelot, down in Armagh. And they had an outdoor pool, and Camelot Lake is very cold as well. So to give you an understanding, I suppose, to your listeners, what happened was I was invited down. We did cold water swimming, like you described, the 40 foot, things like that. And you slowly adapt to swimming in the cold water on a regular basis. And we were brought down to do a 500 meter, which is 20 lengths of a pool, I suppose, in normal man's speak. And we had to have ECGs, and you have to have two crew with you, because when you come out of water that cold, and I think it was about 2 degrees, that was my first time, it's like an experience you'll never believe. Like, you're trying to swim, but you can't really operate. You know, your hands get cold and you start to shut down, but yet you have to try and stay moving. So I thought that was bad, but it got worse.
And Patrick, before we even go there, can I ask you one simple question? Why?
Yes. I guess, you know, why do people do anything? And sometimes situations present themselves, like, why climb Everest? Do you know what I mean? Why do anything? You know what I mean? Why do an Ironman? Why do any of these things? I mean, sometimes you just end up in a situation in life where something presents itself, you have a set of skills, and you just go for it. And it's an amazing sport. Like, in Russia, it's probably like soccer is to us here, you know. Like, this ice swimming is very much part of what they do in certain countries where there's a lot of cold and whatever, and it's normal, and to us it's very abstract. So,
and you've always been the adventurous type. I mean, this is something that it's the adrenaline of it as well, is it, that gets you?
Yeah, like, I've done a lot of windsurfing, kind of storm chaser type of stuff with Red Bull, this kind of stuff, and I've also done a bit of kite surfing, and I've always been involved in the water. I swam Alcatraz in 2012, swam around Skellig Michael. I've done a few kind of swims that are nothing like this. This was the hardest thing I've ever done in my life, to be honest with you. So,
and you were the first to swim around Skellig Michael, weren't you?
I was one of the first to do it without a wetsuit, yeah.
So, okay, so going on then, so you decided, okay, you're going to do this and do it properly and go to Russia. So how did you train for it? How did you get ready?
Well, there's a team up in Armagh, where there's called Wild Water Armagh, where they call themselves the Camelot Committee, and they have an outdoor pool, and the father has an ice company, so he keeps the water at a temperature that sort of we could train in. So basically I went up and down on a regular basis, as well as just going to the 40 foot and things like that. Like, it's 6 or 7 degrees in the 40 foot in the winter on those icy mornings when you get out and look at your car. And basically I went up and down to Armagh, but there's a very particular safety thing that's put in play. The All-Ireland, basically it was an Irish Icewoman Championships held in Ireland in Armagh, and that was the first time that I basically did a kilometre, and that's what the World Championships was. It's the swim a kilometre, which is 40 lengths of a pool, basically.
And Patrick, there's no wetsuits. You're literally just going, I'm getting ready and I'm going to jump in.
Yeah, well, basically you have to climb in, because, and even climbing in, to describe it, when I got to Russia, I couldn't believe what zero felt like. I mean, 2 degrees is cold, 0 degrees is like a whole other level. So you climb down a ladder, but your hands nearly stick to the ladder because it's so icy. And you're only wearing togs, one hat, one togs, one goggles, that's it. Anything else, and you're basically disqualified.
And are you allowed to put anything on your body? You know, the way all the different, like, Vaselines or turkey based, or what is it? Are you allowed to put anything
just
on?
Just aftershave. you're allowed to put, I suppose, Vaseline and things like that if you wanted, but that's about the height of it, but you wouldn't be pasting yourself in it. Nobody does, basically. It's only for under your arms where you might chafe or something like that, but that's it. Like, so how it works is you climb into the water, and basically you don't dive in, because it's difficult to do as well, and the shock probably wouldn't be the best. So you get about 5 seconds to acclimatise, and then they basically say go, and there's 8 lanes that have basically been cut out, as you say, by effectively a chainsaw cuts through the snow and creates a pool. But the problem in Russia was that when you're swimming, it's so cold outside that it's like breathing through a straw, which is what I didn't expect. So you're trying to operate at a high level while at the same time you're trying to swim fast, and not be able to breathe. So that's the real challenge.
Because the air is so cold, it hurts your chest.
Yeah, it's basically somewhere between -5 and probably -15, and it can get worse than that. Like, you're in the Arctic Circle. Like, when you're in your togs, people are dressed like Eskimos. You know, it's really, it's a real challenge, but having your team there is the key. You couldn't do this, and I would say ice swimming, there's a lot of controversy about ice swimming, and really, unless you've had a proper medical checkup, unless you train properly, unless you have people who are there to mind you afterwards, it's just crazy. Like, it's the closest thing to suicide you're ever going to do, unless you actually have a proper system in play to deal with it, you know, and that's the thing that's important to note.
It is. I mean, you're an athlete at the end of the day, Patrick. It's like, we're not advocating everybody to get in and risk themselves by jumping into cold icy waters. There's a lot of training that's gone involved, a lot of medical procedures to make sure that you're healthy. But what about afterwards? Are you at risk when it's all done?
Well, that's the interesting piece, which is a really, it's like being well. The best way I can describe it is like a flatliner movie. You're actually well, and what you're actually doing is you're going into a situation where you do become hypothermic. So you go from being warm and fit and healthy and all of that. And when you swim a kilometre, as you go further and further into what Willis call it 40 lengths of pool, your hands start to claw up, your feet start to slow down. Genetically, I seem to be lucky in that I seem to be able to maintain my body temperature. And Neil Moore would be another person in Kerry, and there's another guy called Gerard Kennedy. We seem to be able to maintain our body temperatures even though the water's getting colder and colder and eating into you. So you can then swim. But when you finish, you're basically lifted out. It's not really the prettiest thing you'll ever see, because you're freezing cold. And as the blood starts to come back into your body, you've been horizontal and then you stand up. So all of a sudden then you're standing up and all the blood flows down and into your core area. So if you think that all the blood flows away from your hands and your feet to protect your core, your liver, your heart, all those areas, when you finish, they all flow back to those areas. And the pain could only be described as somebody putting nails through your fingers as it flows back in, basically.
Patrick, honestly, I'm half part of me is thinking, how many people are going to listen to this and go, I'll sign up. Yeah, me. I'll do it. I'm with you. I've done the 40-foot. Next stop, I'm swimming in Russia with Patrick.
And I'll be honest with you, it's probably the most amazing experience of my life. I mean, to give you an insight as well, when you're brought out, just to finish it off, you're checked medically. You're then brought up to a kind of a normal room. Following that, you're brought into you eventually end up in a sauna, but they put hot towels around you. And when they put the hot towel around you, your body's so cold, you actually just freeze the towel. And you probably freeze around 15, 20 towels before because what you're doing is you're taking the heat out of your body into the, taking it out of your body. You don't put a space blanket around you because that would probably kill you. You want to get the cold out of your system as fast as possible. So that's how they do it. And you eventually end up in a sauna.
Wow. And that, now that bit I like. But Patrick, before we get to that and before we get to you representing Ireland, I mean, 50% of the challenge is the swim. And the other 50% is knowing your team will bring you back after the race. And you're saying it's a calculated risk. So what is the risk? What's the key risk factor in all of this? Is it hypothermia? Is it heart attack? What is it?
It's known how far you can push your own body, and it's actually having people around you who know you. So if you have a team around you who knows what you're like and how you swim, and they've watched you do it. Ultimately, I had one guy, a guy called Pavel Rudinsky, who's a great coach, and he came with me, and his story was interesting because he actually tried it as well, and he said it was the closest thing. He said he swam 100 metres, and then he had to do a 450 race. He had 350 left, which is another maybe 18 lengths. So after four lengths, he'd 14 lengths left, and he said after four lengths he was just fighting for his life. So that'll give you an indication of how hard it is. But he wanted to see what it was like, because he was training me. He wanted to see himself what it was like. And you know, the risks are, he was my team guy, so he had a choice to pull me out. So if he saw me failing or not getting to where I need to be or not going at the pace I was supposed to go at, he would then basically take me out. And you have to have somebody who makes that decision, not you, because you're in it basically, so you're too far in to make that call, and that's the key.
So your team really are, their lives, you're saving each other. But Patrick, you've gone on and you're representing Ireland, breaking records. Tell us about that.
Well, I swam in Ireland, and this is what happened by default. I basically did a kilometre, and I ended up breaking the world record in my age group because I swam a kilometre, I think, in 15:47 was the time. 15 minutes and 47 seconds for basically 40 lengths, which doesn't sound that fast to probably swimmers who are very top end, but I suppose it is fast too. But to do it in cold water where your body's slowing down and you can't operate as fast, you can't breathe as normal, that's really the challenge. And then I went on to Russia, where there was two guys who were basically ex-Olympic swimmers, and you know, they came from all over the world. Like, there were so many countries, probably 20-25 countries represented out there. And Ireland was actually the second biggest team after Russia, because there was a team of 10 of us, which was fantastic. And we were represented so well. The way they received us, I mean, the Irish are really loved abroad, which is fantastic.
It is, but Patrick, they must have been looking at you guys as well. I mean, we're a small island, and they must have been a huge level of respect to go, these are hardy athletes.
Yeah, I mean, certainly, you know, the people you meet, they do this, and I suppose, but they did look at Ireland and go, where is this? I mean, they barely know where Ireland is, you know. So when you show up and there's 10 of us and we're one of the biggest teams out there, people got behind us so much. Like, the Russian government give you interpreters, they give you military personnel, they even brought us on board a nuclear ice ship and things of that. So it was incredible how well they looked after us out there, and they effectively paid for the people who were in the world championships. There was three of us, and myself and Neil Lamore both came back with medals. So, you know, to be on the world stage and do that is fantastic. So it was...
It is fantastic. I mean, you came home with bronze, but Patrick, I have to ask you, was there any part of you, before we let you go, when you were there and you put your foot in and you felt that first time, the 1 degree, and you had to swim 25 metres, was any part of you going, get me on a plane out of here?
Well, it's funny that you say that. We flew to Petersburg first, and we got into one of the main rivers there. I think it's called the Nira River. And we basically, it was the first time I was in 1 degree, and I swam 25 metres. And given that I had to swim 40 of these, to 40 times that, I swam 25 metres, and it was the greatest shock of my life. I went, I can't do this, and I just want to come home. And I spent the next 2 days basically in shock and anxiety, trying to figure out how the hell, because I said, now I have a pair of togs belong to Ireland, and to represent your country is such an honour. And, you know, here I am after being brought out here, and I didn't want to let anybody down, but at the same time,
it's freezing.
Like, your arm freezes when you're pulling it out of water. And but with people behind you, you know, you just get into it. And once you're in the swim and you start, it's scary beforehand, but once you're in and you start going, you just count it down and you just keep going, and you just push on, and you know at the end your people will take you back, which is the key. And I say again, if you've got the right crew, that you can't, 50% of your success is, comes from knowing that there's somebody there to catch it, that somebody will make a decision. And it's very safe if you train for it, but it's not for the faint-hearted, I won't lie to you. It's definitely 0 degrees, minus 15 or minus 10 outside, breathing through a straw with your arm freezing, with ice in your eyebrows, and, you know, you can lift your hair up afterwards and it basically just freezes, is ridiculous, you know. In the pool, I cut my eye in one of the races. I swam into a bit of ice and cut my eye, and it started bleeding, but then it just froze. So, you know, that sort of stuff is crazy. You know?
Every cloud, Patrick. No, but Patrick, on a serious, serious note, I mean, it's not even a quarter to 10 on a Monday. You've woken up the adventure in all of us. You know, this is an amazing story. You won bronze in ice swimming for Ireland, and it is one of those sports that's very difficult, and yet you wore the tricolour out there representing Ireland in Russia. It's amazing.
Yeah, well, I mean, just on that, I mean, I think that's what people, you know, everybody has what they're good at, or whatever you do in life. I think your body is the most amazing instrument we've ever been given in life, and I think a lot of the time we don't push our limits, and maybe that's just something I like to do. But, you know, whether you do yoga, whether you make cakes, it doesn't matter what you do in life, whether you walk, whoever you are, whatever size or creed you are, you know, you have a body, and be the best you can be. And I think that's all people should be in life. And it's fantastic if you do that, you know.
I think you're fantastic. Patrick, where can people find out more about ice swimming?
There is a Nice Swimming Association that's online. There's also a few Facebook pages. There's Ireland Ice Swimming would be another. If you Google anything like Ice Swimming Association, Ice Swimming Ireland Ice Swimming, the Camelot crew would be another one. Anything like that. There's the 40-foot walruses who is a new thing being set up as well. There's a lot of open water sea swimming in Ireland, like the Liffey Swim and things like that, which I've
Brilliant.
Done that people do. So, you know, it just goes on from that.
A quick Google and we'll find you there. Patrick Corcoran, thanks a million for talking to us this morning.